Welcome back to Making Marriage Great. Here we are on day 5 of week 3 already, and we've been looking a lot at God's Word and why men should read God's Word, be reading it or listening to it, and just want to continue to encourage husbands to do that. And so I'm going to be looking again at the Psalms. Yesterday was Psalms 1. Before that, we looked at a bunch of different passages from the New Testament. And even last week, we were looking at Genesis, right? So we've been looking at Genesis and Hebrews, and now we're going to look at Psalms 19 to encourage us. And again, this is a podcast that's loaded every morning at 5 a.m. for 5 minutes, about 5 minutes each segment, and just trying to be real as a husband with other husbands. I am a husband that's been married for 34 years, 8 children, 4 of them now married, another one in the process of that glorious thing happening. And all of my children now graduated from high school. So my wife and I are in a different season. We're trying to figure out how do we help younger men and women, younger couples, do well in this thing called marriage. So this podcast, I hope, is helpful for those who are really wanting to do it God's way. So let's look at Psalms 19 and see if we can get some more fuel for the fire to provoke us to read God's Word. Right, provoking us to good works, for to do those things that really matter. Psalms 19, the heavens declare the glory of God, and the sky above proclaims his handiwork. Day to day pours out speech, and night to night reveals knowledge. There is no speech, nor are there words, whose voice is not heard. Their voice goes out through all the earth, and their words to the end of the world. In them he has set a tent for the sun, which comes out like a bridegroom leaving his chamber, and like a strong man runs its course with joy. I think I read that verse the other day to you guys. It rises; its rising is from the end of the heavens, and its circuit to the end of them, and there is nothing hidden from its heat. The law of the Lord is perfect, reviving the soul. The testimony of the Lord is sure, making wise the simple. The precepts of the Lord are right, rejoicing the heart. The commandment of the Lord is pure, enlightening the eyes. The fear of the Lord is clean, enduring forever. The rules of the Lord are true and righteous altogether. More to be desired are they than gold, even much fine gold. Sweeter also than honey, and drippings of the honeycomb. Moreover, by them is your servant warned. In keeping them there is great reward. Who can discern his errors? Declare me innocent from hidden faults. Keep back your servant also from presumptuous sins. Let them not have dominion over me. Then I shall be blameless and innocent of great transgressions. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, my rock and my redeemer. Psalms 19. Wow, so much to unpack in Psalms 19. But just to encourage us as men to be really reading God's Word, allowing God's Word to minister to us, to enlighten our eyes, to be sweeter to us than honey, to be those things that really start to make us want to read God's Word even more. And that when we have a day when we don't read God's Word, we're like, what is going on? I didn't get to read God's Word. I want to get to that. Because it is living, and God breathed and things like that. So you think about speaking. Right now, I could be moving my lips, but if my breath wasn't coming out of my vocal cords through my pipes and out my mouth, there would be no noise. There would be no way to make the volume that I'm making right now, but it's through my breath. And so, man, the breath of God is in his word, and we can read God's word and in a sense be breathed on by God as we read his word, and then to pray back to God, even using his own words. So David here in Psalms 19, even at the end, it's a prayer. Lord, man, help me to discern my own ways, because I'm foolish. I may even be sinning, and presumptuous sin is a sin that you're doing that you don't realize it's wrong, right? So am I presuming something to be right that's wrong in your sight, God? Help me, Lord, expose that in me. Help me to grow through that. So again, encourage you guys to be reading God's word. To be a really great husband, I think you have to be in God's word, whether you're listening to it or reading it. And of course, being part of a great community, and we can get on a bunch of other things. But let's start with the basics, right? Let's read God's word. God bless you guys. I hope you have a great weekend.